Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Well, thank you for attending my channel. And this video is in praise of Francesca Albanese, United Nations Special Rapporteur for Human Rights in Palestine. And she is a gallant woman who has fearlessly advocated for truth, justice, international law, and human rights in Palestine, in Gaza, and in the illegally occupied West Bank. Now, so Gaza's illegally occupied too. The Israeli defense forces are all over it. And even before 7th of October 2023, they controlled all but one of the land borders out of Gaza, its airspace and its territorial waters. Now, no other country would accept this. Israel wouldn't accept a hostile state, let's say Iran, controlling all but one of their land borders, their airspace and their territorial waters. So why should Gaza, which is obviously part of Palestine. Gaza, run by Hamas for about 20 years. Hamas, which Israel deliberately built up in the late 1980s to try and divide and enfeeble the Palestinian freedom movement, to weaken the Palestinian Liberation Organization. And in that wise, the Israelis were successful, and so on. So Francesca Albanese, she says, this is international law, and you've got to uphold it, and that's it. And Israel has signed up to most human rights instruments, has ratified most of them, and is bound by them. And then it's arguably is bound by international laws that even it hasn't agreed to. Now, Israel has not signed the Rome Statute creating the International Criminal Court. Many other countries have. The United States signed it, but didn't ratify it. And indeed, it was partly an American initiative. So the United States has been behind various international criminal courts, like one at Nuremberg, one for the Far East in Tokyo, one for the former Yugoslavia, one for Rwanda, and so forth. So why not this one? So all this international law and accountability, that's good enough for foreigners, but not for Americans. I mean, the US government doesn't even obey its own laws, especially under Trump. And she has called genocide by its proper name, pointed out that the mass murder of civilians is genocide, isn't it? When you're targeting them for their nationality, their ethnicity, their religion, and so forth. And it's flagrant that this is the racist motivation behind it, because of the blatant racist statements made by numerous prominent Israeli politicians, including those Smotrich, Ben-Gvir, others in Netanyahu's cabinet. Netanyahu himself trying to dehumanize the Palestinians. Every atrocity is self-defense against what little children queuing for food. And why are they lining up for food? Because Israel cut off the food for all these months. Oh, but there's no shortage of food in Gaza. I mean, what are you talking about? What would the effect? If food were cut off to Israel for 3 months, there would be a shortage of food, wouldn't there? Might not be starvation level. I mean, Gaza was never exactly rich and so on. And well, because Hamas is stealing it. Right. And then it's going to make it even worse for everybody else except Hamas if you cut off food like that. And if it was plentiful, then you know, there would be like kind of like no need to steal it. All these ludicrous arguments they're coming up with. Anyway, kidnapping all these Palestinians, torturing them on a large scale and so forth, deliberately attacking schools, hospitals, targeting doctors and so on, cutting off medical instruments and drugs and so on. The systematic destruction of the Palestinian healthcare system, the willful murder of over 200 United Nations officials, targeting schools and so on. And every single building is a Hamas base, with very, very little evidence of any Hamas weaponry or explosive held there, or Hamas personnel or whatever. It's always as a Hamas base and so on. And that their human shields, or the so-called human shields, clearly don't work. Of course, that's Hamas's argument too, that most Israeli men are military reservists. So if they're amongst older men or women or children, then there'll be human shields. I mean, that's the sort of Hamas argument. It really is nauseating. And Francesca Albanese has called out those who profit from genocide against the people of Gaza. So the Gaza Ministry of Health says, is it now 57,000 people have been killed, the great majority of them civilians? I mean, even Israel admits that most people have killed have been civilians. And how many are proven Hamas fighters? Very, very few, if any. And even were killed, could easily have been captured. And obviously, if you call these people terrorists, they're more value to alive than dead, aren't they? Dead men tell no tales. A person can be a mine of information, could be turned as a double agent and then released. could be used as part of an exchange of prisoners or something like that. They're no use to you dead, and they've got so little weaponry, they could quite easily be captured in many cases. And the grossly disproportionate use of force, you know, blowing up a cafe, the murder of 28 civilians for the sake of killing one Hamas guy who wasn't even armed at the time. It wasn't urgent you killed in that particular moment. You could wait till he walked away and kill him. Israel, which has got the state of the art of technology, could have killed them anywhere, anytime, any place, but they chose to do it knowing that they would murder 28 civilians. So I can only conclude that the primary objective was the murder of civilians, not killing this guy who was their enemy. So it's absolutely sickening. And very few Western politicians have the guts to call this out. I'm very proud as an Irishman, the Irish government, we've really stepped up to the plate. And I'm severely critical of, you know, Micheál Martin, Simon Harris. But on this one, we're good. Very sad that those Palestinian children who were going to play Gaelic athletics were denied their visa to come and play GAA matches. I can't remember if it was football or hurling in Ireland. They ought to have been allowed, though they might have claimed asylum. Good. I'm glad that at least some Palestinian kids would survive this. There are estimates up to 200,000 people killed in Gaza, directly or indirectly, some of them blown up, shot dead, a lot of children with bullet with sniper's bullets in the head, murdered on purpose, knowing they were kids. You know, you've got telescopic sights, you can see people can be killed from 3 miles away, see who you're killing, and they killed little children anyway. It is revolting. And this diversion to what people have been saying, wrapping in Glastonbury, and some of the rhetoric has been very distasteful as well, but as though that's worse than the murder of tens of thousands of civilians. So it's just really misdirection. Come on, we've got to prioritize what is worse, the murder of 57,000 civilians or offensive words? Anyhow, so Francesca Albanese, she is brave. There have been attempts to smear her constantly, followed, harassed, doxxed, and so on, death threats to her, and she stood up to it all, and she's refused to bow, to make false comparisons, to accept bogus excuses, and so on. All right, the state of Israel has a right to exist, so does Palestine. State of Israel has a right to defend itself, so does Palestine. Palestine is a nation by almost any definition and is recognized by almost as many nations as Israel. Now, it's true that Palestine is not part of the United Nations only because it's thwarted by the United States. You know, every country first starts out unrecognized. Palestine is no exception. If they wanted to join Egypt or Jordan, or Egypt and Jordan want to accept them, fine, but they don't. And we see the demand for ethnic cleansing, the Israelis and Donald Trump talking about booting all the people of Gaza out of their home. That's horrendous. I realize it's not bad as much as murder. And then Netanyahu saying, oh, it's a choice. Yeah, so either be killed or leave. That's not a choice. So you're forcing them out at gunpoint. My goodness. So it's monstrous. So Francesca Albanese, yeah, I really respect her, speaking flawless English, a very intelligent, sophisticated lady. And she's finishing a PhD in law. She has slipped up. She describes herself as a human rights lawyer. She's not qualified as a lawyer. Neither am I, by the way. So she shouldn't have said that. And she talked about the Jewish lobby in the United States, and she regrets saying that. Should have said Zionist lobby. Oh, that proves that Zionist critique is anti-Semitic. Well, no, it doesn't. We see there are American Jews, and most of them might have some fellow feeling for the only Jewish majority country in the world. That's Israel. They have relatives there. A few of them are dual citizens, right? And there are Jews who are non-Zionist, and those who are anti-Zionist. And most Zionists are not Jews. They're Christian nutcases in the United States. There's an Irish lobby in the United States. I'm an Irishman. I have no difficulty saying that. And the majority, great majority of Irish Americans are nationalists of some stripe, some even Irish Republican, if you understand that, what that is. It's not analogous to a Republican in the American sense. So that doesn't mean that I am somehow responsible, not anti-Irish, to criticize the so-called Irish lobby in the United States. Now, there's no hibernophobia, because the Irish National Caucus in the United States was pro-terrorist, was anti-democratic, and was anglophobic, supporting sectarian violence in Northern Ireland, was absolutely despicable. So it's not anti-Irish to say that. So goodness, you can certainly stridently criticize Zionism without being remotely anti-Semitic, remembering most Semites are Arabs, because they are maybe the sense of Shem as well. So I would like this conflict to be over now. I would like the immediate and unconditional release of all those unlawfully detained, a settlement to be paid, full investigation, war crimes trials for anyone, Israeli or Palestinian, who's committed any war crimes. That would obviously be the targeting civilians, torture, abduction, you know, rapine, looting, things like that. So, you know, the Geneva Convention saying that you have to use force proportionately. You can't destroy civilian structures unless it's justified by military necessity. It almost never is justified by military necessity. You know, the number of Israelis being killed on the 7th of October versus the number of Palestinians is minimal. The number of Israeli civilians is absolutely negligible. I prefer if it was zero. So anyway, well done, Francesca Albanese. Am I also allowed to say that she's sexy? One of the few gray-haired ladies who's genuinely attractive. Right. So they're trying to say, oh, because you're infringing on our sovereignty. Well, if you respect sovereignty, you've got to respect it of other countries like Palestine. So give them back their sovereignty. But this is a matter of international law. And you see how unjustifiable what the United States and Israel is doing is when they can't justify on its merits, they claim it's none of your business. It's a domestic affair, stuff like that. Now, if the United States stopped poking its nose into everybody else's affairs, you know, they might have an argument. But obviously, clearly, they don't have a leg to stand on. Goodness. And she's not remotely pro-terrorist. It's obviously the U.S. government, which is terrorist insofar as it knowingly provides weapons, perfectly cognizant these will be used for targeting civilians, knowing that this is mass murder. The denial of genocide as well, being supportive of cutting off food aid and things like that. It's nauseating. I'm sad to say it's unsurprising. I'm very, very lucky to live in a country where there is some human rights are respected. It's not as horrendous as in other places. Well, Francesca Albanese, you know, I salute you. We live in tough times, very sad times, that such abominable crimes are committed with impunity. And I wish that the perpetrators were one day brought to justice. But, you know, I don't believe in fairy tales, and evil so often triumphs. It's one of the biggest lies told is that good guys win. So often they don't. Look at the dissolution of the British Empire. It would have been far better for the world if it were maintained much, much longer. You look at the situation in Palestine and Israel. It was much better for everybody when it was mandatory Palestine. For all its flaws, and yes, there was violence, it was much, much better for both sides. But anyway, that is never, ever coming back. So we have the anti-imperialists on both sides to blame for this fiasco.